الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولقد آتينا موسى الكتاب فلا تكن في مرية من لقائه وجعلناه هدى لبني إسرائيل وجعلنا منهم أئمة يهدون بأمرنا لما صبروا وكانوا بآياتنا يوقنون إن ربك هو يفصل بينهم يوم القيامة فيما كانوا فيه يختلفون أولم يهد لهم كم أهلكنا من قبلهم من القرون يمشون في مساكنهم إن في ذلك لآيات أفلا يسمعون صدق الله العظيم. From the beginning of the surah, Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda, till the last ayat we discussed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about this Quran. Allah spoke about the creation of the universe, the creation of man, and then death that comes upon man. And then beyond that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had spoken about the conditions of the disbelievers on the day of Qiyamah. And Allah also spoke about the conditions of the believers. In these ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala console our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Obviously we know that the kuffar of Makkah were insolent. They were arrogant against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa salam very, very briefly. And in that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala consoles Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, وَلَقَدْ أَتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابِ. O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, certainly we had granted Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa salam the kitab. فَلَا تَكُنْ فِي مِدْيَةٍ مِنْ لِقَائِ. Then do not have any doubts about receiving the Qur'an al-Kareem. Not that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doubted the revelation of the Qur'an al-Kareem upon him, or he doubted that it was the Qur'an, or he doubted that it was from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the very beginning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it clear that tanzeelul kitab la rayba fi, this revelation of the book, there is absolutely no doubt in it. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to console Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that you had also received the book, you are receiving the book. Like how Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam received the book, he had also gone through various challenges, and those challenges are definitely going to come upon you also. That is why some of the commentators of the Quran al-Kareem have stated, فَلَا تَكُنْ فِي مِدْيَةٍ مِنْ لِقَائِهِ. From the Arabic grammatical issues, some have stated that have absolutely no doubt in the fact that you are going to meet the same fate of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, insofar as the arrogance and the insolence of the disbelievers. And some have also stated that have absolutely no doubt of meeting Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and that was on the mi'raj of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So those were three different interpretations that the ulama have given, and all in actual fact is a form of consolation for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَجَعَلْنَاهُ هُدًى لِبَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ. Further Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this kitab that Allah revealed to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, which is called the Torah, and Allah had sent it as a means of hidayat, a means of guidance for the Bani Israel. And obviously, contrary to that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent this Qur'an not only as a means of hidayat for the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at that particular time in Makkah or later in Medina Munawwara, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent it hudal linnas. Allah had sent it as a means of hidayat for the whole of mankind. Now, in the ummah of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa salam were many, many pious personalities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had chosen for the leadership, the spiritual leadership also, and also the material leadership. So hence, if that was possible, when Allah had sent down the kitab to them that was confined only to the Bani Israel, and a kitab that came to you is for the whole of mankind, then imagine when this ummah takes on this kitab, understands this kitab, lives by this kitab, what will happen? Allah says, وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْهُمْ أَئِمَّا. We had made some of them imams, some of them leaders. And a real and true leader, what is his quality? يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا. He guides by our command, the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If only and really the Muslim world today, the leadership of the Muslim world today, just read and ponder over this ayah, and they begin to guide by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever Allah has commanded, they guide according to the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Undoubtedly, if it had an impact on the Bani Israel, wouldn't it have an impact on the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives two reasons. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given two reasons why Allah chooses a person to the role of leadership. One is lamma sabaru, is when they make sabr. Now here again, sabr, the three forms of sabr is imperative. One form of sabr is this, that they persevere and they endure on the ita'at and the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Secondly, they refrain and they restrain themselves and they keep away from gunas, they keep away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And third, whatever hardships come their way, they are able to enjoy it. When that happens, then a person has one quality of leadership within himself. In other words, he leads a life of amal. وَكَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يُوقِنُونَ. And the second is that they have full yaqeen and faith in the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have full yaqeen in whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had revealed, and that is insofar as iman is concerned. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first speaks about the amal, and then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about yaqeen, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about iman, because that yaqeen in actual fact, it shows out insofar as the amal are concerned. So here also, if any one of us require leadership, these are the two qualities we require, and then we will guide by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ رَبَّكَ هُوَ يَفْصِلُ بَيْنَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فِي مَا كَانُوا فِيهِ يَخْتَلِفُونَ. In between, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the fate of the disbelievers and the fate of the believers. Haqq and batil has been here from the time insan has come onto this earth. Haqq and batil has always clashed, and the clash of haqq and batil will continue for a long time till the day of qiyamah. Mahdi will come radiyallahu ta'ala an, and that will be the final clash of haqq and batil between the forces of iman and the forces of kufr. So that is going to continue. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when would the decision and the verdict be taken? Inna rabbaka huwa yafsilu baynahum yawm al-qiyamah. Certainly your Rabb, He will adjudicate, He will judge between mankind on the day of Qiyamah. فِيمَا كَانُوا فِيهِ يَخْتَلِفُونَ. In those matters in which they had differed, insofar as the haqq and the batil is concerned. Allah Rabbul Izzat speaks about another form of hidayat. And that form of hidayat is that man can observe on the surface of this earth what has happened to the people of the past. More especially the people of Makkah Mukarramah, they used to go past the ruins of Ad and Thamud, and they knew that these were the ruins of Ad and Samud. They had known that these were very powerful nations, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had destroyed them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَوَلَمْ يَهْدِ لَهُمْ كَمْ أَهْلَكْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ مِنَ الْقُرُونَ يَمْشُونَ فِي مَسَاكِنِهِمْ. Is it not sufficient for them to gain hidayat, to gain the guidance by the fact that how many people we had destroyed before them from the nations of the past? يَمْشُونَ فِي مَسَاكِنِهِمْ. They walked around with ease and comfort in their dwellings. They had absolutely no fear whatsoever. They went about doing their daily chores and tasks without absolutely no fear. And then when the adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had come, they were totally destroyed. You, O people of Makkah, you pass by, you see the ruins. You and I, we read the history of these people. But is it not a fact that we need to take guidance from it and we gain hidayah and accept the message of Allah? إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ. In that are many signs. أَفَلَا يَسْمَعُونَ. Do they not listen to this message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. نَشْهَدُ أَن لَا إِلَٰهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ نَسْتَغْفِرُكَ وَنَتُوبُ.